Delving deep into the heart
of the liner. Cut the liner. Trump is still live. He's been on for like what, guys? Like an hour and a half now? I couldn't believe it. I said, hey, you know, Trump's still alive. He's still speaking. Let's go live. Let's pump in a little more Trump here.
That can read somebody that we need. And maybe I'd like to have him come up and say a few words. Dave McCormick, please. Come on up, Dave.
Guy's a madman.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are so proud to have you in the Keystone State. This is ground zero where you're going to go back to the White House based on what happens here in Pennsylvania. Right here, ground zero. And, Mr. President, I'm so optimistic that you are going to win in Pennsylvania. You're going to win the presidency for two reasons. Number one, when I'm going across our great Commonwealth, the thing people say they want is common sense leadership, the kind of common sense leadership you showed when you were president. But the second thing they say they want, and I tell them, I say, listen, I was there with Mike Kelly and Dan Muser in Butler. I saw you get shot. I saw you come up, and I saw strength when you said, fight, fight, fight. Thank you, Mr. President. We're glad to have you with us here today.
When is that rally in Butler? It's got to be coming up soon.
He was there, by the way. He had just left the stage, actually. That was good timing. That was good timing. Just left the stage, right? I said, say hello to Dave. And then it began, a horrible thing. Also with us are Bob and Sherry Koepka. Where's Bob? I got to see Bob. Where is he? Where the hell is Bob? My golfing buddy. Bob Koepka. So he's the son of two great golfers, and they're both phenomenal people. One is Brooks. He's one of the best. He just won last week. That is some... Oh, look at him. He's shooting me as I'm talking. You can't do that. You're supposed to be standing up listening to every word. He's shooting it. I can't believe. Okay, so, hey, Brooks, your father's doing a great job. Your family is the greatest. But Brooks is one of the greatest players in the world. He's got five majors already as a young man. Five majors, that's Hall of Fame all the way, right, Steve? And I'll tell you, he gets it from somewhere. He gets it from that guy because that guy can play. We play each other, but Trump can play too. We play each other, we have a good time, right?
Whatever happened to that golf challenge from Joe Biden?
Everybody, okay, thank you. Thank you both, Sherry.
I mean, he's on vacation. He might as well go play around.
Great guy, great family. And two amazing Puerto Rican musical legends. They're legends, Justin Quiles and Onwell. Do you know who they are? Do you know who the hell they are? Come up here, just fast, fellas, come on. Because I don't know if these people know who the hell you are. But it's good for the Puerto Rican vote. Every Puerto Rican is going to vote for Trump right now. We'll take. Hi, fellas.
I'd like Trump to make Puerto Rico a state, except the Democrats would probably just make it even more corrupt than it already is.
Thank you, Mr. President, for having us here. For me, it's a real blessing to be here. I'm from Puerto Rico. We are a big part of the United States. We really depend on the United States. Since Trump hasn't been around, Puerto Rico's, it's not a secret. We've been going through a lot as a country. And, Biden always promised. A lot of politicians always promise through the years. But all of us know, the world knows, everybody's experienced it. The best president the world's. So all my Puerto Ricans, let's stay united. Let's vote for Trump. Personally spoke with him to help Puerto Rico grow, see it as a country. So let's stand all tall and united. And we all want to remember that. He wants to keep helping Latinos in the U.S. Let's do things the right way. And let's keep growing. Let's keep growing as a family. And let's make America great again.
Do you guys think I could pull those sunglasses off? What do you guys think? You guys can pull those off? Pull them off this weekend? Labor Day weekend? At the beach with Joe Biden?
Everybody should go to InfoWarsPhone.com right now. InfoWarsPhone.com. They have all the solar panels, all the charging stations, all the best sat phones, all the best sat radios, all the best equipment at the best prices, and they support the broadcast. InfoWarsPhone.com. I think it's a default move to do this. It's an absolute essential. And it is so important to get ready, and I'm telling myself that.
If there's an EMP attack, your cell phone's just nothing but a brick, right? And I know that even in the law enforcement part of it, that when people are, run their phone, they can turn their phone off, and for 72 hours, somebody in our group can ping that phone and track that phone for 72 hours. So you're not off the grid. So make sure you get your Faraday sleeve. Have a sat phone as a backup. If you're concerned about secure messaging, black phone with secure end-to-end encryption.
Everybody should go to InfoWarsPhone.com right now.
Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Oh, my God. Rob Dew makes an appearance with his pet spider. The thing is gnarly. Rumor has it, Rob's wife suggested calling the exterminator, and instead, Rob went outside and just ate the spider, actually. It's what I heard, through the grapevine at least. I don't know, he came in here, he started climbing on walls and stuff. So that's one way to get your vitamins and minerals. Not what I'd like to do. I like to take Vitamin Mineral Fusion, actually, from InfoWarsStore.com. Great drink mix. More than 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more in one scoop, just one scoop of the great-tasting, healthy Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. And you know, there's a whole thing, and maybe I'll get into this now, and I love to see what RFK Jr. is bringing to the Trump platform dealing with health, and Nicole Shanahan dealing with health. And so I'm somebody that takes my health very personally and seriously, and that's why I love Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And so I would say, if you're out there listening and you still have the unhealthy, toxic drinks in your fridge, for you or for your kids, whatever your family, just get rid of them. Replace it with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It tastes great. It's good for you. Get rid of the high fructose corn syrup drinks with all the processed sugar, high calories, all that stuff, the bad calories that aren't good for you. And replace it with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And you can put as many scoops as you want into a pitcher till you get the right flavor you like. Maybe you like the extra flavor. Maybe you don't like so much flavor. You like it more subtle. And then just put a pitcher of that in the fridge. Your kids will drink it. You'll drink it. You'll be much better off for doing so. And you support this show to keep it on air. InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off. Now, again, I love what RFK Jr. and Nicole Shanahan are bringing now to the mainstream political platform and the Trump platform, and that's the discussion about health. And, you know, I forgot to do this. Maybe I'll do it next week. It was, the crew will find this in a minute or less, I mean 5 seconds. It was like 2 weeks ago, I think, or 3 weeks ago, the government, I believe it was a government study, came out, and it was mainstream news. Fluoride lowers your IQ. Fluoride in the water lowers your IQ. And it's just like, you don't say. You don't say. The known neurotoxin. You don't say. It comes in a bag that has a skull and crossbones on it. You don't say. There it is. U.S. government report says fluoride at twice the recommended limit is linked to lower IQ in kids. Well, what's the recommended limit? Zero. What do you mean? Recommended limit is no fluoride. Remember, they also used to tell you mercury was good for you. But they put the poison in the water. So I'm saying, I think we're sold out of water filters. I'm not even trying to do a water filter plug, but it's like, we see the health problems, and yeah, I want to give you a solution. So, I mean, they can sit here and be like, you know, InfoWars tells you that there's fluoride in the water and then sells you a water filter. Well, yeah, pretty good. I mean, I'd say that's a pretty ethical marketing and profit strategy. I don't want to drink the fluoride in the water, so I get a water filter. I don't want you to drink the fluoride in the water, so I want to sell you a water filter. I don't want you to be deficient in vitamin A and B and C and D, so I sell you a vitamin mineral fusion and B12 and vitamin D supplements, all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's like, yeah, that's I'm very proud of that. That's very ethical. So, but it's just like mind-boggling. They admit fluoride lowers IQ. Wow. So are you going to take it out of the water, you bastards? You sick freaks. So RFK Jr. and Nicole Shanahan come out, and they're making processed foods and everything. I mean, RFK Jr. in that legendary speech endorsing Trump basically says, you know, Americans are fat because of their bad diets. He's right. Look at the obesity rates, specifically in kids. And it's crazy. I mean, I don't have anything against fat people or unhealthy people. I want you to be healthy. But I mean, you go to the beach this weekend and it's going to look a lot different than it did in the 70s. So they come out and they write these stories. Right after Make America Healthy Again starts trending, and RFK Jr. brings this to the Trump platform, and then these headlines go, what if ultra-processed foods aren't as bad as you think? Oh, wait, do I think they're bad now? But see, oh, now because RFK Jr. is talking about how bad they are, oh, no, they're great. And again, you watch mainstream news, because all these groups are owned by the same people. All these marketing firms all run the ads on all these publications and mainstream news and press and everything else. What do you think you see when you open up one of these mainstream sites or magazines or TV stations? Oh, you see ads for processed foods. Oh, so they just say, hey, processed foods are good for you. Here, have a high fructose corn syrup, processed sugar, high in calories, high in sugar, high in food dye product. It's great. And then they tell you it's great. They say, oh, don't listen to RFK Jr. Ignore the obesity rates. Ignore all the health problems. And then this one, hilarious. I gave up ultra-processed food for a week and realized I might have a problem. Now, this one is a little more fair when you read it, because they kind of do admit that it is unhealthy, but then they kind of reach this conclusion of, oh, it's okay, and don't give it up because you'll feel worse. Where is the caption on this deal? Should I reduce my intake of ultra-processed foods? And it talks about how when this person stopped eating the high-processed food and the fast foods, they started getting sick, having headaches. Is ultra-processed food addictive? Yes. What happened when I tried to quit ultra-processed foods for a week? Got sick, got a headache. Well, yeah, if you're addicted to a drug, and you quit that drug, what happens? It takes time. It's like why you go to rehab. People that quit booze or quit all kinds of drugs, whatever it is, it's why they go to rehab. So, I mean, they admit how bad it is, but they kind of just soft serve it like, oh, well, you know, maybe it's not that bad, but maybe reduce your intake or, you know, think about some other health options or exercise. But, yeah, I quit it, and now I'm feeling really bad. Gee, it's basically a drug. So they put drugs in the food and water, and then they wonder why Americans are unhealthy. And now that RFK Jr. is bringing this to the Trump platform and warning Americans about this, all the places where the highly processed foods do their marketing are publishing stories saying, no, it's not that bad. See right through that. All right, let's take another phone call here. Oh, Oh, my gosh. Some of these calls are hilarious. I don't even want to talk about some of this. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks so much, Owen. I mentioned you on a Getter post. They won't let me back on Twix. So I'm actually pretty disappointed in We the People. We saw this happen. It started in May of 2020. But what about those poor people in Aurora, Colorado? I understand it's a blue state with a blue governor and a blue mayor, whatever.
Well, the mayor of Aurora is a Republican.
He seems pretty soft, though, the way he wants to cater to the illegals. He can't even properly speak. He calls them all migrants, which they're not. They're illegal invaders. But what if that happened to Austin? What if that happened to your hometown or where I live in Surprise, Arizona, and none of my friends, none of my neighbors stood up for me, and they took over the house that I live in and the apartment complex I live in? I've been shouting this for 4 years. Why do we, the people, not stand up? I don't care about the federal government. They're a backstop. The states are sovereign. But when they both fail, we need to stand in the gap. I went to the Yuma Secure Our Border rally 6 months ago, and it was great. Everybody's eating barbecue and talking on stage. I'm like, we're 5 miles away from where the action is. We need to throw people back across the invisible border. I'm shocked that there's not a million people that go to those people's aid. I mean, there's people getting raped in that apartment
complex. Okay, I think I understand what you're saying. And I'll respond to it, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. But my answer would be, well, it's a twofold answer. One, I mean, and both the two answers kind of intertwine. One, your average conservative is still working for a living and still has a family to take care of. And so, you know, going out of their way for that type of a thing just isn't really on the horizon. And so That's kind of just a basic answer, and most conservatives kind of operate in that way anyway. You know, you take care of your own, and, you know, that's just kind of how it is. It's an independent-minded thing. And then I would say the other part of that answer is, and it kind of goes back to the first one, but it's if you went down to the border and tried to deport or stop somebody from crossing the border, you'd get arrested. You know, if you went to Aurora, Colorado with other Americans and tried to take those apartment complexes back, God forbid, with your guns, you would get arrested. It's kind of like the same thing that you have going on where shoplifters can shoplift, and if you try to stop them from shoplifting, you get arrested. So that's just how absolutely insane law enforcement or justice or these policies have gotten. When you try to be the good guy and stop crimes from happening, you go to jail now. So that would be my answer to your question.
I don't disagree with you. I think it's a fair assessment. We live certainly in Alice in Wonderland times, but as I stated, I was the first one to go down to Maricopa County Board of Elections on November 4th, 2020. I gave it a month. And then I said, if I need to be the martyr, if I need to be the first over the wall, fine. But I'm just shocked. We don't have more men in this country. I'm reaching out to you because I think you're a kindred spirit from watching InfoWars the last 6 months. But I'm just shocked that there aren't more men. I mean, we have 330 million people in this country.
And I would put it like this, and I'm not sitting up here, you know, puffing up my chest or something, but look, what happened here, and my crew is right there with me. A lot of this crew that's here today. What happened in 2020 when they tried to shut this city down and said we can't go out, and we had a curfew. Me and my crew went out. And, I mean, I'm not acting like it's some sort of a tough guy thing. We just went out. There were these motorized e-bikes that you could rent in town. And we went out. We were driving around the streets. Cops came up to us, said, hey, what are you doing? It's a curfew. We said, no, it's not. It's totally illegal. Show us the law. And they backed off and backed down. Again, I'm not saying, oh, wow, look at us. I'm just saying, or I had multiple rallies against the shutdowns. I had multiple rallies against the businesses being shut down. I went up to Dallas and organized a rally in support of Shelley Luther. She was released from prison the next day. And so, you know, when stuff like that happens in Texas, I have answered the bell. Again, I'm not acting like I'm some, you know, big tough guy here. But yeah, I mean, when it's because you said, well, what if that happened in Austin? Well, there have been times in Austin where me and my crew did show up So I don't know what goes on in Colorado. I still go back to my original answer of why people aren't showing up in Aurora to deal with that. Yeah, here's the video of us doing that. Myself and my crew were there. But it's not the old wild, wild west where none of this stuff would go on, and we both know why. And say it's for real men, or, you know, for the lack of real men, or just basic common sense, or how now the federal government has you scared to exercise your rights or even stand up for yourself. I don't know if we ever get back to a time like that with real men getting to run their lives, but, you know, you're not wrong. I mean, it's pathetic. It's pathetic that an armed gang can take over apartment complexes in Colorado. And, I bet it's not the last time it happens. I mean, these Venezuelan gangs are no joke. So it'll probably happen again, and who knows? Maybe somebody will want to get serious about responding to it. Maybe not. All right, Dave, thank you for the call. Let's go to Will in California. Will, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call. I was just thinking a 40,000-foot resolution of the globalist goal obviously has become depopulation totally. When we realize this, the ground game makes so much sense. You know, just in the last 4 years, we've seen political viruses escape, genomic experimental vaccines kill more, global civil wars killing millions more, engineering of weapons destroying our infrastructure, farmland, cattle ranges burnt to a crisp, and processing plants destroyed, chemtrail poisoning, surgeries performed on children, and even at the DNC, you had a bus outside performing mobile abortions and vasectomies. We have officially become useless eaters to own nothing and eat bugs.
Yeah, the Temple of Moloch outside the DNC. Well, it's important that people actually understand where this is coming from, Will, and I thank you for the call. On a kind of practical, applicable policy standpoint, and see, here's one of my biggest things about politics is that logic reaches a conclusion, and a lot of the approach here thinks that logic somehow stops when they want it to stop or when it's convenient for it to stop. No, logic has a natural conclusion. So if and it's the Democrats, let's say the liberal left progressives, if they believe that man-made climate change is killing the planet and the biggest threat to it all, you go back to Bill Gates at the TED Talks, and he says, okay, you know, here's the problem, and we need to get P down to zero in this equation. Well, P equals people. So the logical conclusion, if you believe man-made climate change is killing the planet, is you get rid of man. That's the logical conclusion here. It doesn't just stop when it's convenient of, oh, well, you know, we'll just stop it at cars or at meat or at, you know, a gas-powered stove or whatever. No, ultimately, the logic is concluded that, no, you, the human, has to die. That's where the logic concludes. But see, that's even just like kind of the tip of the iceberg where the real elites come up with a policy strategy and a policy selling point to convince you that you need to basically kill yourself. Really, in their eyes, it's all a power game. It's all... It's like if somebody was trying to take over a land next to theirs because they're out of resources or something. They look at the earth and it's all from a strategic standpoint. They look at the earth and they say, okay, the earth has a finite amount of space and resources. And even though right now we're nowhere near that being a problem. We got so much land, plenty of oxygen, water. I mean, you name it. Like, we're not even close. We're at like 1% of what Earth capacity could probably be. But to them, they look long term and they want to live forever. So they figure, well, eventually the finite resources of Earth are going to run out. And so the solution for these elites who want to have all the resources to themselves is, well, they got to get rid of the humans. They got to get rid of these pesky humans that are sucking up all their resources. But you can't just convince somebody to kill themselves. You can't just convince humans that they just need to die. So you repackage it and you say, oh, climate change and Green New Agenda. And oh, it's loving, it's liberal, it's progressive. And so that's what's behind all of that, Will. Thank you for the call. It is important that people understand that. No doubt about it. All right, let's go to Joe in New York. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me there. Yeah, I got a really important thing to talk about, and I think it's going to, I assume it might pump the votes up for 5% more for Trump if they just simply follow through to what used to be. If you recall, before 9/11, there used to be, you'd take your paycheck and go to the store and countersign it, and you would be able to pay for your groceries and get cash back, or go to a liquor store with your paycheck and you can countersign it, and then you can get money plus whatever you were buying. The Patriot Act after 9/11 made that illegal because they said that you could be a terrorist and we want to track that check. Subsequently, everybody has to pay taxes on a check made out to them, so you can't countersign it anymore. But who's to say? Why not repeal that and make it easy so that you can cash your check at the supermarket like you used to be able to? I don't think Kamala Harris can get away with saying that was her thought. I think if Trump uses that in lieu of her stealing the tip thing from him, that might be a good point, that if you elect him for president, that he'll bring back the old countersign your paycheck at the supermarket like it used to be.
It's nice, but people just don't really care about cash anymore and whatever. Some places don't even take cash. The issue is just bring it back to taxes. Just cut taxes, promise no central bank digital currency, and just go from there. Look, I'm not of the mindset that technology is inherently bad. I like to carry cash and spend cash if I can, but obviously a card is much more convenient. That's not inherently evil. I don't think the approach, it's kind of more of a nostalgic thing, I think, what you're reaching for, to be honest, Joe, than anything else. But I think it's just, hey, look, let's just find a way for you to keep more of your money. You know, to me, that's the answer. Keep more of your money. And by the way, people are realizing this, and I'm going to come back with some of these clips, young people and women realizing this. But quickly, remember the whole fake controversy over the Arlington ceremony? A Gold Star mom, the one that invited Trump, got pressed on this on a mainstream news interview. And listen to this in clip 17.
Barnett invited the former president to Arlington. Her son, Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, died at Abbey Gate.
What would you say to people who may be pro-Trump, anti-Trump, whatever their politics might be, who just feel like that's not a place for politicians or for politics?
I would have to say, are you in my shoes? I invited him. My son was murdered under the Biden-Harris administration.
So these sickos that were scolding Donald Trump for laying a wreath at the Arlington ceremony, they were offended by that, more offended by Biden and Harris getting people killed in Afghanistan. He was invited there. He was invited.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Obviously, silver is doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that. Right. So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right. So this is why
they've
central
got so
banks
many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver, historically, the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all-time highs, silver does better than gold. So silver grows faster. And there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right. Cut taxes. And then after that, cut them again. And then just keep cutting them until there's almost nothing left. Here is a young girl. Man on the streets interview out at Georgia Tech. She gets it. Clip 23.
I don't like the raising of taxes to 28%. I think that's bullshit. I think that's bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we should keep corporate taxes at the same rate, because if we raise corporate taxes, then corporates are just going to raise consumer price. The issue is not the economy's revenue, it is government spending. Let's fix government spending. She was West Indian when she was vice president, but now she classifies as black. Tax rates at 21%.
Tax.
Wow. Well, I would say cut corporate tax rates too, but pretty impressive. Maybe there's hope. Maybe there's hope for the youngins out there. That's Georgia Tech, though. Georgia, very red state, somehow goes blue. We all know how. Now, this is a woman who runs, it appears to be like a hair salon here. And she gathers her staff up and she shocks them at how much payroll taxes. This is crazy. And she does a great job breaking it all down, how much money the government steals from her business in clip 22.
So we're going to take a guess. Who can guess within the last 3 years how much I have had to pay payroll taxes to just be able to pay you guys, which you're all worth it, but this is a government issue. How much do you think I've paid in payroll taxes? It's just a tax that I pay to pay you guys, if that makes sense.
In 3 years?
In the last 3 years.
Oh, 3 years.
In the last 3 years.
I'm going to say... 60,000.
I think 80,000.
I said
100,000.
I'm gonna go
85.
I think 90.
Okay. You wanna weigh in, Liana? What? How much you think in the last 3 years I've had to pay in payroll taxes?
That's the client due. 45,000.
Okay. Are you all ready?
No. Really hot.
You wanna guess?
200,000.
Yeah. $272,000 to the U.S. government just to pay people that you will also pay your taxes on as well. And then when you go to buy something, you will also be taxed on the item that you are purchasing.
I feel awful.
No, don't.
You're go.
Also, and then you get paid, and then your paycheck's half of that because you're also paying taxes. And then when you go to purchase something,
so
you will be paying taxes.
And we pay for the same thing.
The U.S. dollar is taxed 1 million times before it even ends up in someone's name. So,
we used to, like, go to war for taxing.
No taxation without representation.
Gosh. I could buy a house with that.
Yep, me too.
No wonder.
Anyways, love you all.
You know, this just ticks me off. And why, again, you know, the young girl says, you know, we used to go to war over taxes. Boy, we sure did. Now taxes go to war on us. It's just ludicrous. Payroll tax, corporate tax, payroll tax, and then income tax, and then sales tax, and then property tax. I mean, good Lord, why do we put up with this? Why do we put up with this? It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. And then where does that money go? It goes to statues like this. I'm not even kidding you. It's a demon monkey statue with a penis in New Orleans. That's a government park because, you know, it's woke. How about that for you? You go to the park, you get to see a little demon monkey with a schlong hanging down. You like that? And the reason why I had this up, because there was a rumor going around that this is what they replaced the Robert E. Lee statue with. And it's in the same park. That's not what they did actually replace the statue with. The statue they replaced was of a, it was a snake. And so they took down Robert E. Lee and gave you like a demon snake right next to the monkeypox demon with a schlong hanging down. So there's your taxpayer dollars right there. How do you like that? Take your son to the park. Take your daughter to the park. See a monkeypox wiener. So that's what you pay payroll tax for and property tax for. And how's that working out, by the way? It's working out. Doing good. I mean, we got so much more of this illegal immigrant crap, too. Secret migrant shelter on in New York City. Entire blocks of illegal immigrants, clip 30.
I'm in the Bronx right now. We've came upon three secret shelters. Inside of New York City, there's over 200 shelters that are housing migrants. Here's three hotels. One, two, three. It takes up a full block that are housing migrants in there. And what is not good here, good for the migrants, but bad for American taxpayers, is look at all the furniture trucks. Those furniture trucks are delivering brand new furniture in these hotels for migrants. So not only are the migrants getting these hotels to live in, they're having free furniture delivered.
Well, yeah, I mean,
them.
When you go stay at a hotel and you get bed bugs, that's fine. But not the illegal immigrants. They need a fresh mattress.
I've been told by one citizen that lives in New York, he has been trying to get an apartment for 3 years. He says now that the migrants get the apartments over the citizens because the apartment complexes know if we put migrants in these apartment complexes, the government's going to pay us, and it's free, easy money.
Your tax
money,
dollars.
Just like these hotels, free, easy money for them. This is what is going on. Millions of people flooded our borders. Yeah. It's happening each
and every
day.
So we used to go to war over taxes. Now our taxes go to war against us. By the way, you remember that truck driver that was an illegal immigrant that was driving the truck illegally and killed someone in a crash? He's facing less than a year in prison. He's only been charged with a misdemeanor. Now, that you could say, well, this is on a technicality. There will be January 6 prisoners that didn't touch a police officer or harm anybody that will spend more time in jail than this illegal immigrant who was illegally driving a truck and killed somebody. And you could argue, well, it's a technicality. It's a car accident, driving without a license. But what about the person then that hired them to drive? So, you know, it's just another illegal immigrant crime getting kid glove treatment. Because they're more important than you, okay? And this is why Democrats are leaving the party, like Texas Representative Sean Tierney. She announces she's leaving the Democrat Party. Here's why. Clip 21.
The Democratic Party has been so far left, so deep into the progressive abyss, that it now champions policies that I cannot, in good conscience, support. Policies like promoting sex changes for vulnerable children, dismantling Title IX protections for women and girls in sports. This is not the party that I vote for. I have witnessed firsthand how the so-called liberal left now stifles thoughtful debate, silencing dissent with an iron fist, demanding blind allegiance to an ideology where one must comply or be cast out. That is not the party that I agree to support with that. The renowned poet Maya Angelou so powerfully said.
All right, so the clip goes on here. I'm running out of time in this segment. Democrats are leaving the Democrat Party in droves. Now, you might see some of this garbage about Republicans leaving the Republican Party. Folks, that's all fake. I'm going to have a guest on, an investigative reporter next week, and she's looked into all these people that claim, oh, I'm a registered Republican, I'm leaving the party. All lies. None of them have ever voted Republican. So be on the lookout for that propaganda.
COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH. This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine, myocarditis, and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through onlinehealthnow.com.
Onlinehealthnow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at onlinehealthnow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple, and then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at onlinehealthnow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. Onlinehealthnow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Some laughs. There's one to start right there. That's funny stuff from the Gigglebox Patriot. And then you got this. This is a public service announcement. You might need to share this with friends and family of yours suffering from Trump derangement syndrome in clip 13.
Are you or your loved ones suffering from illnesses such as TDS, also known as Trump derangement syndrome? Do you dismiss or deny the current issues facing our country, such as historic inflation, illegal immigration, corporate corruption, World War III escalations, and the chronic disease epidemic? Are you willing to elect someone who was the least popular vice president in modern history, and who offers no policy or vision for America simply because your brain keeps telling you anyone but Trump? If so, you might be struggling from TDS. Introducing Independence. Independence allows you the freedom to finally think independently once again. Instead of believing everything you hear from the mainstream media, independence allows for constructive critical thinking.
I used to hear people on the news say things like,
Donald Trump and the movement he has encouraged are a threat to democracy.
And I instantly believed it. With independence, I now realize the media is run by the Democrat elite, who are a corrupt oligarchy that censors free speech, silences political opponents, supports forever wars, and abandons democracy by anointing its candidates.
Independence may not be for everyone. If you enjoy being lied to about your president's cognitive abilities, support Orwellian totalitarianism, or are excited about communist fiscal policy, independence may not be right for you. Common side effects of independence may include an awakening of rational thought, successfully identifying propaganda, freedom of choice, loss of hatred, anti-narcissistic behavior, and love of democracy.
I used to blindly hate whoever my party was running against. I didn't care about facts or policy because I was hopelessly indoctrinated. With independence, I'm much more interested in policies that uphold democracy, and I truly care about the health of our country and its citizens.
Ask your doctor if independence is right for you, and enjoy your freedoms once again.
We need to help these people with Trump derangement syndrome, folks. They need the ability to think for themselves. That was shared by Nicole Shanahan, by the way. Big fan of hers. All right, and one last one. You got to be watching to really appreciate the humor in this one. I don't know why. This is one of the funniest little political skits I've seen in a long time. White dudes for Harris. White dudes for Harris. This one is classic. Clip 29.
Hey, sweetie. Why don't you bring that juicy ass over here and hop in Daddy's new whip?
Excuse me?
Who's talking to me?
Oh.
Well, you just gonna stare at these daddies or you wanna rip off that top and hop on in here?
That is not okay. You don't talk to people like that.
I've never been more ready.
White dudes for Harris. And then they went off to scissor with the Krasensteins, it's rumored. All right. We got a couple other things here. We'll probably just carry some of this stuff over. The show, there was a new Star Wars show that came out called The Acolyte. It's already been canceled. One of the lead actresses, I can only assume her politics, but I guess I won't. Amanda Stenberg blames hyper-conservative bigotry for Acolyte being canceled. Lead actress of Star Wars flop blames cancellation of hyper-conservative bigotry and the alt-right. Now I don't really watch these new Star Wars shows, so I had to kind of figure out what the deal here was. Because most of the time with these shows, they get canceled when they're not successful. If they are bad and people aren't watching, they cancel them. If they're good and people watch, then they make it four or five, six or more seasons. Well, it turns out most of this story is based off of the characters' sexuality, and it's all just leftist talking points and politics written into the dialogue. So there's your problem. People don't want that. And quite frankly, yes, conservatives certainly don't want that. Neither do liberals. I will tell you the news. The average Democrat doesn't want to watch a TV show that has nothing but political propaganda. I'm sorry, it's just true. Now, they might give it rave reviews and say how great it is. Oh, they're all gay. Oh, they're all black. They won't watch the show because it sucks. So that's your problem. It's not about bigotry. It's about your show sucked. So don't be mad at the alt-right. Be mad at the writers. That's your problem. You had bad writers, bad screenplay. But, oh, you know, everything's the conservatives' fault somehow. Here you go. Oh, I didn't even see this. This is from Star Wars Theory, a Star Wars a critic review account. He says, I don't know about all that blaming of the alt-right. It's a poorly written show that was boring and effed with the lore. I mean, this is so obvious, folks. And I used to do, I had a
a credential. I was a professional movie reviewer. It was great. I could go see any movie I wanted for free. Just showed my press credential. Got early screening and everything. If you don't have good dialogue and screenplay and character development, you will flop. So you can try to make your show as gay as you want to get good reviews and talk about how woke you are. Liberals won't watch it either. So liberals will talk about, oh, look how great all the black people and all the gay people are. They're not going to watch the show. And so you flopped. Stop blaming everything on conservatives. Sometimes you just suck and you need to blame your screenwriters and the liberals. Isn't that ironic? Liberals are the ones to blame. So, by the way, X has now been banned by Brazil's top court. So X is now banned in Brazil. They're trying to ban Starlink too, but their military relies on it. So I don't know how that's going to go. We need to be careful, folks. If Harris becomes president, they might ban X in the United States. I mean, they might do it anyway, but beware of that. Shake Shack to shut 6 California locations, including 5 in L.A. Now, why do you think that is? Because the minimum wage law, they can't afford to operate. Nice. Nice going. Again, liberals are to blame. Democrat policy. Hey, minimum wage, that'll be good. Okay, here's your minimum wage. You no longer have a job. You no longer have a job. Foot Locker flees New York's crushing taxes. Relocates headquarters to business-friendly Florida. Yeah, most people are doing that. New Yorker, among 9 deaths linked to Boar's Head deli meat listeria outbreak. Bugs, mold, and mildew found in Boar's Head plant linked to deadly listeria outbreak. Let's see here. Okay, public announcement from Boar's Head. Hiring and training. Boar's Head is part of the Tent Coalition for Refugees in the U.S., exploring hiring, training, and mentoring opportunities for refugees across the country. Ah, your wokeism led to people dying. Who could have seen that coming? I'm stunned. Do you see it? Maybe more accurately, everything woke dies. Your woke television show with your woke plot and your woke dialogue and your woke character development, it's dead. Your woke hiring practices, you killed people. Your woke minimum wage policy, it shut down the business. How bad does this have to get? Your woke brain surgeon failed the surgery. Your woke captain crashed the plane. Your woke teacher took your kid into the secret doctor's office and chopped him up. How bad does this have to get? Democrats cannot be anywhere near power. That's it. We send you off into the Labor Day weekend. We wish you a happy, healthy, safe, and fun Labor Day weekend. We will see you on Monday, though. We'll be right back here Monday.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus and you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID long symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get defense against pox, You get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.